Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
On our Christmas Eve special, we're going to have a horse racing preview. Looking forward to the week's horse racing. And of course, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins us on the line. And Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem at all, Patrick. Pleasure to do so.
And a happy Christmas to you and yours as well, Martin. It promises to be a fantastic week of racing, both here in Ireland and over in the UK.
Yes, it does indeed, Patrick. And sure, I suppose, you know, racing at Christmas is a bit like the Christmas turkey itself on Christmas Day. You know, Leopardstown is the big meeting, I suppose, in Ireland, but you have Limerick 4 days there. First time to have a Grade 1 race, actually, at Limerick on St. Stephen's. And we also have Down Ryle, of course, on Wednesday as well. And as you say, the King George in England, I mean, you know, seen some great races over the years. The likes of Cotto Star and Desert Orchid promised me another cracking race again. And with so little sport, I suppose, on, I suppose racing does take centre stage for the next few days. And hopefully people will be able to go and visit one of the racetracks. The weather actually this year is quite good. Normally you'd be worried about frost or even rain, but certainly the next few days the forecast is quite good. So hopefully there'll be plenty of good crowds and, as I say, some tremendous racing, some very good horses running, and obviously top riders as well. So I'm looking forward to a great week.
And Martin, before we look into the racing, you mentioned about the weather, and the weather has had a huge effect on the ground this year. I was at Thurles on Saturday. It was good, firm in places in Thurles on Saturday. But what's the going like for the big meetings on Stephen's Day?
Well, certainly at the moment, Leopardstown, the going on the hurdle course is yielding, and the chase course is good and yielding in places. Now, you know, that is, it's definitely unusual for this time of year. You'd normally, you'd like to have it a bit softer. Some very good horses, especially Presenting Percy, of course, last year's RSA winner at Cheltenham, and the current giant favourite for the Gold Cup. He's in the Savills chase on Friday, but he's probably a doubtful runner at this stage unless we get more rain. I think just the dry summer, I suppose, Patrick, a lot, speaking to officials up at Leopardstown on different tracks, the water level table seems to be very low. And even though we had a bit of rain over the last couple of weeks, it's still you know, still quite good. And if you say Thurles there on Saturday, like, very unusual. I remember that meeting at Thurles just before Christmas. The ground would be heavy almost nine times out of ten. To see it there as good as you say and good to firm in places, very, very unusual. But I suppose it is what it is, and there's not a whole lot we can do. But certainly not for the horses this year, haven't had their kind of introductory runs, and it'd be interesting to see how it happens over the week. Limerick is good. Limerick normally gets soft down. It is soft down in Limerick, but there's no danger there. Normally we have a bit of a battle to get through the 4 days, but the softest ground is down there, and even Down Royal is quite is yielding at the moment, so it's not too bad at all. And in England the situation is a bit the same. Chepstow, the ground will be soft, but it won't be as soft as normally is for the Welsh National, and the ground in Kempton is quite decent, so it is unusual. There's no doubt it's been an unusual year, but hopefully it won't take away from the enjoyment of the racing.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to get stuck into it now. And let's start with Down Royal, Martin, where you mentioned the ground is yielding a good 7-race National Hunt card there on Boxing Day up in the north. And kicking off with the opening two races, you've got the Beginner's Chase opening up the card and Handicap Chase, both over a distance of 2.5 miles.
Yeah, and interesting, the Beginner's Chase. I like a horse called Snugsborough Hall. I seen him run last time, second at Punchdown in a handicap. It was quite a good run against a horse called Shame of Lake. Stepping back into Beginner's Company, there was plenty of experience over fences, which is a big help. Dennis O'Regan goes up to take the mount for Liam Cusack. And I suppose the danger will be Gordon Elliott's Grotesque. He's a horse that has always, you know, one of these, you know, always looks like a chaser, and you'd imagine he'd be well fancied. Barry O'Neill goes up to ride him. Gordon, of course, has an awful lot of runners over the Christmas period. He's runners at every meeting here and almost in every race. I think he's representing 19 of 21 races over just on Stephen's Day alone, so you'd have to say that has a bit of a chance as well. But I think Snugsborough Hall, he's around maybe 3-1 at the moment. I think he's got a decent chance each way, certainly against the favourite Grotesque.
And I see Ross Garrity's back over in Ireland to ride again.
That's interesting. I mean, that's one good thing about Stephen's Day. You get it's hard enough sometimes to fill up all the races with the riders. And Ross, I think, has been away for a good while now, and he's back. Just maybe he's on just a fine visit for Christmas. You know, actually, you remember Ross, a good rider that he is. He won the actually Irish Grand National on the Bunny Byler way back in 2002. That seems an awful long time ago. And, you know, it's good to see him back on these shores again. He's been doing well. He's been in America in the last number of years and doing very well over there.
And the Handicap Chase then at 12:30, Martin?
Yeah, well, an open event here. See, some little bit of money for quite a count from Conlon McBratney, a local stable there. Sean Flanagan, it's interesting that Sean, top rider for Long Mead, he's gone up to 4-4 rides at Down Ryle on St. Stephen's Day, which is interesting. And when you see a top rider going to these smaller tracks, as you was kind of say, especially on a big day, it could be interesting. I just wonder, has that one got a bit of a chance? I think the top one, This Clocker Lad, certainly would enter calculations on some of his best form. It looks a wide open contest. Coonagarna Gigs is another interesting one there, and Gordon Elliott has a horse called Ticket to Ride. Now, this was never trained by him before, so sometimes Gordon can get a lot of improvement out of horses, especially first time when they move from a different yard, or this horse actually had form in England last season. So again, Dennis takes them out in that one. This is kind of an open race, maybe a little each way and quite a count, I think, might be the way to go there.
The Hunter's Chase looks quite interesting, yeah. Martin. Always some great runners have won the race over the years, and we've got two interesting runners here in Stand Up and Fight and Cruise Linen.
That's right, indeed, and even last year, the Gilgamboa won this race last year. So there's been a bit of a word for Stand Up and Fight in the last couple of weeks. I believe he won a pint to pint. You'd know more about that than I would, Patrick. But he was a decent horse a couple of seasons ago, and he actually has one good run here, a second to Album Photo. It was a very, very good horse himself last season, top novice. Things just didn't go well for him over offensive. But interesting that Derek O'Connor actually goes up to ride him up here. And one other interesting thing, Derek is actually then driving all the way to Leopardstown to ride the last race. So the fact that he's making that bit of a journey suggests that both horses are well fancied. But Stand Up and Fight, I think, you know, coming from a stable again, the Bulger, who does tremendously well in these Hunter chases, I think he might be the one here. But no doubt there's some very decent horses in the race, even the James Namas and Shanachie Clista, a fairly good horse himself. But Cruise Linen for Gordon Ailey, very, very interesting here. He's the likely favourite. He was a good horse in England. He actually ran a couple of Grand Nationals and he hasn't won for quite a while, so the conditions of the race suit him fairly well. And with Barry O'Neill riding him, I think he's the likely favourite. But I think Stand Up and Fight is very interesting. I'd be prepared to give him a chance.
Yeah, you mentioned about Stand Up and Fight winning point to point at Drumahan. It was over 5 weeks ago now, 6 weeks ago actually at this stage, and it won very, very easily on that day. But this Cruise Linen has won three times this season already, Martin. Owned by, it's known as Paul and Claire Rooney, but also owned by Camilla Sharples, of course, headlass with Gordon Elliott, and would always have a chance in this race. But as you say, Stand Up and Fight has got a big chance, and should be a very interesting race, of course. So we're not forgetting about on Shanachie Clista, of course, as well, Martin, who won the Ulster National in 2017.
Yeah, as I say, it's a very strong Hunter's Chase. And it could, you know, Size and Cole is a good horse to Jim Draper as well. He's got a double penalty. He's won a couple of races, and you know, it's just at this time of year, it's good to see some of these good Hunter's Chase come out. Even Craigna Apple won well last time at Cork. So you know, as I say, it's a strong race and take a bit of winning. And I wouldn't be surprised to see whoever wins it, you know, head towards Cheltenham maybe for the Fox Hunter's Chase, with obviously a big chance in March.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else on the Down Royal card then on Boxing Day, Martin?
Yeah, I suppose in the maiden hurdle it looks a fairly strong contest. There was a horse there called Senoria of Henry de Montfort. I'd seen her run there at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago in the first run. She made a couple of mistakes, but she finished a good fourth behind a horse trained by Joseph O'Brien. And that looked a fairly good maiden hurdle. A horse called Calico Jack kind of second. He runs again. And then you have Invincible Cave and Callum River, both bumper winners, which would have decent form as well. But I thought the Senoria put up a nice performance. Dylan Robinson goes up to ride for Henry de Montfort, who had a great treble there Turles on Saturday. His horse in tremendous form, of course. He's got horses running all over the place. A couple of fancy ones at Leopardstown, which we'll probably get onto as well. And of course, Rachel Blackmore riding out of those as well. But Sonoria top put up a nice performance. And if she can do that again, maybe push up or jumping, she could be the one to beat here.
Okay, and of course she is a half-sister to Gold Cup runner-up Manila Rocco as well, so
yeah.
Well-bred filly indeed. Let's move on then, Martin, to Limerick, of course, their first of 4 days extravaganza down at Patrick's Well, kicking off on Stephen's Day at 12:20, and of course all eyes, Martin, will be on the big race, of course, that is the Grade 1 Matchbook Betting Exchange Novice Chase, the Grade 1 contest, and for the first time in 22 years we will see multiple time champion jockey Ruby Walsh riding down here at the Christmas Festival.
Yeah, great. It's great. I mean, 12-time champion Jackie Ruby's probably one of the best. He's certainly the best rider I've ever seen, I have to say. National Hunt, there's no question about that. And it's great to see him going down there. He's not always, you know, either in Kempton or at Leopardstown on Stephen's Day. He's won the King George on numerous occasions, and you know, he's a world-class rider. And I think hopefully that will swell the attendance there. So always a good attendance on St. Stephen's Day. He's got a couple of very, very decent rides here. Obviously, Get Aboard in the big one is his main one. He's going to be a short enough price. This was a promising novice last season. He does have a tendency to run very well right-handed, but not run so well left-handed, which is why, of course, he's going to Limerick. And he was fairly impressive in the Punchdown a couple of weeks ago on his first chase start. That was a good performance. He jumped well, and you know, he was a clear-cut winner. He's going to be a sharp price. It's going to take a lot to beat him here. Hardline is a good horse of Gordon Ellis, though, I have to say. Has run some very good races. Second, the Craddockstown chase behind Fido Revan, a good winner at Navan last time. He's going to put it up to him. Keith Dunne, who takes the mount there. And Jets is another one for Jessica Harrington. Well worth to mention. Weighed 144 over fence already. A fine third in the Drinmore chase. behind two very good horses in the shape of Delta Work and Le Richebourg. That was, you know, quite a good effort for Jess. He's beaten, you know, 9 or 10 lengths on that occasion, but certainly the 2.5 mile trip won't be any problem to him. They would be a big three here, and I'd be surprised if Ned gets into it really. But I think Get Aboard, the fact that Ruby rides him, he suggests that he should win here.
The conditions hurdle at 12.50, not a lot between the five runners in paper.
No, again, Ruby would be favourite at Sal Serretta. She won a weak novice hurdle in Sligo in May, but she did run okay for a long time, actually, in the Mayor's hurdle at Cheltenham, the Mayor's novice hurdle, and then finished fifth in the Grade 1 event at Ferryhill, or at Punchdown afterwards. They kind of kept her delivery to be a novice this season, and you just get the feeling, with getting a bit of weight off a couple of ones here in this race, that she's going to win this. But not many left for Jessica Harrington. Certainly would be a bit of a danger here. Robbie Power rides this one, and has some good form. Same in Navan last season, won very well in a decent maiden hurdle. So he's certainly a bit of a danger here. Inca Gold for Joseph Bryan was a big 25-1 shot when he won his first race a couple of weeks ago under JJ Slevin, and he takes the mount again. So it's interesting he lines up here. But I think San Serretta probably could be another for Ruby and Willie here. I'd imagine the bookies would be getting a lot of doubles and trebles with Ruby. He's got a good chance in the first race as well. A horse called Mixed Moon came from France, was a second or third in the listed race over there, and it would probably be expected to win that first race as well. So kind of Ruby Walsh treble would be very popular with punters in the betting shops tomorrow. On Wednesday.
Seskin Flyer was a very impressive winner on Saturday at the Handicap Chase, and he's going to be a likely favourite in the 3.10 the Mr. Binman Handicap Chase.
Yes, definitely. He put up a couple of pounds overweight and still won very handy, actually, that has to be said, Patrick. And, you know, unless the ground, soft ground maybe makes a bit of a difference, under the mandatory £6 penalty, Kevin Bruder claims £7 back off it. He's going to take a lot of beating this, there's no question about that. Ferrymount Boy was behind him on that occasion, should run well again. But really, unless the quick turnaround is a problem for him, I think Seskin Flyer could justify favouritism in that particular race. Some other good races too. I think in the 125 Polish Steel, for Jessica Harrington would take plenty of beating. This race is confined to horses never finished in the first three, and this horse has finished fourth in his last two runs in decent maiden hurdles at decent tracks like St Navan, and I think Polish Steel probably should win that 125. Well, the Mayor's Handicap hurdle looks very interesting race indeed. Muscovite won well last time for Dennis Hogan. He rides the horse again in our first handicap. I thought Rovetta found the ground too quick at Turles on Saturday, would like the softer ground here, and she was a good mare in the flat this season. Well, last year's horse called Lady in Lavender won the first race last year at this meeting, loves the heavy ground. John J. Walsh trains this one. He's a great record at Limerick, has to be said, around Christmas. I thought a few bob for that one, about 8 or 9 to 1. I think Lady in Lavender would have a very good easy chance in that 2.35 race.
Okay, so that's the action at Limerick. We'll be coming back to Limerick later on. And of course, Leopardstown then hosting their first day as well of 4 days in Leopardstown, of course. Fantastic racing the opening day. And we're going to kick off with the third race in the card, Martin. That's the Knight Frank Juvenile Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest for 3-year-olds. And of course, we'll see the two horses that were first and second in the Grade 3 as the Fairy House. They're back up against each other in this one.
Well, yes, indeed. Cardale certainly has a strong hand in this one, Patrick. He's got 5 of the 11 runners declared. And the big two, you said, Chief Justice and Coerce Sublime. There's only a short head between them. The last time at Ferry House was a thrilling finish, has to be said. Davy Russell's hat was particularly good on Chief Justice. Now, on that occasion, actually, due to the conditions of the race, he had to give £7 to Coerce Sublime. But on Wednesday, he only has to actually give £3. So he's £4 better off, even though he won by a short head. And I suppose that would be interesting. I think that could make it very close between them. In saying that, though, people thought Coerce Sublime is a little bit unlucky. His jumping it was only his second run over hurdles. His jumping maybe on over the last two hurdles might just cost him. And he was a decent flat horse. I think that maybe, you know, he'll stand favourite under Brian Cooper to reverse those placings. But there should be very little between the two of them. And they certainly look two decent sorts at this stage. Interesting, Willie Mullins has one here called La Salalita. It came from France. Interesting, he's pitching it into a Grade 2 race first time out. This race actually was believed that he won a couple of years ago with the great Apples Jade, of course, now top class mare, but she won this race, I remember, 12-1 a couple of years ago, and she also had a similar profile to La Salalita. So any money on that would be interesting. He's got another one here called Maze Runner, who won well in a well contested maiden hurdle at Cork a couple of weeks ago. Was an okay start on the flat, likes soft ground, though probably would want more bit of rain, maybe more rain forecast would help him. But also another one there got trumped for Jessica Harrington, was a good winner at Punchdown last time. So it's a very interesting contest. I just thought that the big two would probably be the two again here, and I think this time Coerce Sublime might be the one.
The two handicaps look very competitive on paper. The handicap hurdle is at 1.45, while the handicap chase is due off at 2.55.
Yeah, the 145, I thought Warnock was a good winner last time at Navanagh. She got up £10 for that. Interesting, Debbie Russell takes the mount here. Likes to make the run on Warnock. The softer ground sometimes the better for her chances. So in saying that, she handles good ground fairly well as well. So she definitely deserves to be one of the favourites here. Although I thought maybe Paul Townend riding shared the honour for Tony Martin. This one finished third to Warnock the last time. Now £10 better off. Her beat him about maybe 6 or 7 lengths. That's reasonable form. I think Paul is an excellent rider, obviously, at the moment. He's currently leading the relation Backmore, I think, by one. There's very little between the two of them as we head into Christmas. Almost have ridden 70 winners each, and it'll be hopefully a feature of the 4 days as well at Limerick and Leopardstown, with both riders riding lots of chances. I think Sherry Honour here is a good chance, maybe around 5 or 6 to 1. He'd be the one to go for each way. Well, in the 255, last year's winner, Tis a Mystery for Henry de Bomb, who's one of 3 runners here. He's only £4 higher now and finished a good second last time at Cork. Coming back into form, must have a very good chance. But I like the chances here of a horse called Grand Partner. He's won 4 times at Leopardstown, trained by Tom Mullins. He ran 4th in the Tritown Chase at Navan last time, Patrick. He has to go left-handed. He doesn't really have much form going right-handed. So going to Leopardstown seems to suit him very well. Now, it is a little bit short of his best trip, maybe over just 2 mile one, because the Tritown was over 3 miles. But I do feel he has a bit of a chance here, around 7 to 1. I had a few bobbing each way myself last night. I just think his liking for the course is a big factor here. And David Mullins takes the mount. He's definitely one I fancy in this one.
The big race, of course, at Leopardstown on the opening day of the 4-day Christmas Festival is the Racing Post Novice Chase, due off at 220 Martin. And we've seen one of the great horses last year in Footpad winning this race. Can we see another one this year in Mangali Can?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's a cracking race, Patrick. The top three in the market here, there's very little between them. Mengli Khan, Le Richebourg and Void de Rev for Willie Mullins. Mengli Khan went, it was very impressive in winning his first chase at Punchtown a couple of weeks ago. He really jumped superbly well on that occasion and won very easily. Now, the only thing that I was kind of at the back of your mind, he went into this meeting last year as a favourite for the Grade 1 Novice Hurdle at the Leopardstown meeting on Thursday. Now, he was travelling really well in front, and then he ran out through the railings for no apparent reason. Now, he hasn't actually shown that tendency able to do it again, but it's obviously a slight doubt you have in your mind. Now he looks like he could be a better chaser than Hurdler, and he ended up in third at the Cheltenham Festival, so he's obviously a very talented horse. But just that, the fact he ran out that day, it's always kind of at the back of your mind, like he's a bit of a tricky customer. And I think he's going to face a serious test here against Void de Rev and Le Richebourg. Void de Rev has won his 2 chases very well for Willie Mullins, one in Galway in October and won a Grade 2 event last time at Punchdown in very good style. Paul Townend takes the mount here, and I think he's got an excellent chance. But the other one definitely that comes into it is Le Richebourg for Mark Walsh and Joseph O'Brien. A very good second to Delta Work in the Drinmore Chase, having won at Tipperary before that and also won at Listowel. He's a very, very fluent jumper. He's stepping back down in distance, which I don't think would be too much of a problem for him, and I give him a great chance. But if I was having a bet, I think Void de Rev is the one, around 9-4 at the moment. Mengli Khan is a shade of odds on at the minute, which is a bit short of a price, I think I have to say. Just as I say, I think his ability to win, but just wondered about his resolution sometimes. If it comes to a battle, I like Void de Rev.
Okay, anything else then on the Leopardstown card for the opening day?
Yeah, but there are always great tips for these maiden hurdles and bumpers, Patrick. I mean, sometimes these maiden hurdles can turn into graded races, but there's one, I was at Garden Ailes open day a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple of horses there that, you know, sprang to mind. He was talking about Christmas, and one of the very first race, a horse called Vision Donair. He came from France. He won his only start in France earlier on this year. Now, he looks a very smart prospect. He's well entered up in all the Grade 1 races, and he's taking his chance in the maiden hurdle. He probably would be favoured here, but he's got a very good chance, horse called Vision Donair. Well, in the last race, he did mention a horse called Fury Road that could be a decent one. The mount of Lisa Neal takes the mount in this one, first time out again. There is one of Willie Munns in this called Alaho, and he was second in his only start over hurdles, actually, was believed, in France earlier on this year. So he's obviously going to take a bit of beating, but I think Fury Road and Vision Donair for Gardner, they could be worth doubling up, maybe. Hopefully one of those two will probably win.
Okay, and finally for the Christmas Day action, then we move over to Kempton, then Martin. Of course, 3 Grade 1s in the card. The Cato Star Novice Chase is like the favourite. Santini could be the one to beat. Of course, Boover there will be going for another win in the race for JP McManus, this time for Nicky Henderson. And Barry Garrity, as he looks to claim the Christmas Hurdle, is a long odds on favourite for that one. But of course, the race we're concentrating on, of course, is the King George the 6th Chase, Martin. Always the Christmas festive feature, a great race each and every year, £250,000 in the prize pot, and we've 10 going to post.
Yeah, cracking renewal, has to be said, all right, Patrick. Some very, very good horses involved here, and it's always a race run at a furious pace. right-handed track, 3 miles. People obviously say Kempton's a much easier track, obviously, than the likes of Cheltenham. But at the same time, you know, an awful lot of horses have tried to get the 3 mile trip that would be maybe 2.5 miles or even 2 miles and haven't done so over the years. So you do need to stay as well. And it's interesting, last year's winner Might Bite is the favourite again. Now, he's disappointing last time in the Betfair Chase behind Bristol Demai and Native River. And it's interesting, you know, he's 11-4 favourite as I speak at the moment, but the likes of Bristol Demai is 13-2 and at the same price as Native River. And, you know, people are kind of, because of that run ahead, people are saying that, you know, obviously, why the big discrepancy in the prices? There's no question Bristol Demai seems to be a much better horse at Haydock. And he ran the race last year, did prove disappointing. Doesn't seem to be as effective right-handed. I do think, you know, he could run a good race here, and I wouldn't certainly put anybody off backing him. But I do think Haydock is just a much better horse at Haydock than he is anywhere else. And I have a feeling that Native River, though, could be interesting if allowed to get to the front, as he normally kind of does make a lot of running. He's got a very reasonable chance here, I think. Very, very good horse, Native River. Very solid. Good winner to go. Cope Murray beat Might Bite after a thrilling battle all the way up the Cheltenham run-in. But Might Bite, you know, he has that bit of class about him. He's won the race before. I think the track suits him well. He would have won the big grade one novice chase there a couple of years ago until he came down at the last fence when he was well clear. He's just a class act, and I think Nicky Henderson will have him maybe better prepared for this race than maybe for the Betfair Chase. There is others in it, of course. Former winner Tistocrat, he finished fourth in the Betfair Chase, third actually. He's jumping is a little bit tricky, but he was a good winner this race a couple of seasons ago, and he certainly will enter the argument as well. But I suppose the people would love to see Waiting Patiently win for Ruth Jefferson. It's certainly a very, very good horse, this fella, stepping up to 3 miles for the first time, and if he gets the trip, he certainly would get involved as well. So a cracking race. It's hard to say, you know, which one to really back. It's probably one of these races where I'd probably just like to watch, and I just think Might Bite around Kempton might just be good enough to win again. He did win last year in a horse called Double Shuffle in the second. Now, probably wasn't the best renewal last year, and he obviously kind of horse that won't win by 10 lengths. He just does enough to win, but his jumping is normally very good, and I just think the track suits him very well, and he would be my choice to win. But as I say, I wouldn't be overconfident to have suggest even backing him. At 11-4 might be skinny enough.
Okay, so that is the action for Stephen's Day or Boxing Day, wherever you may be listening to. Let's move on to further races during the weekend. As we speak, Martin, we don't have the declarations in front of us, but of the races that we are going to look forward at, we're going to look to Leopardstown on the second day, firstly, and the look at the greater races. Firstly, let's have a look at the Paddy Rewards Club. Sugar Paddy is chased, the Grade 1 contest drew off at 1:15.
Well, the key horse here is definitely Footpad, Patrick. On last year's form, he would certainly be a bit of a certainty here, but there's no doubt that he didn't perform well in his only run back at Naas. He was struggling from an early stage. He made an early mistake and then came down at the last in the race that was won by St. Cavalas. At best, he would have finished second. Now, reading the kind of situation since then, things seem to have gone an awful lot better. Maybe he just wasn't 100% fit on that occasion. I think the early mistake certainly dented his confidence. But if he was anywhere near the horse he was last season, I think he'd definitely win this. There's 11 in as we speak at the moment, but I do know that Min doesn't run. He's going to wait for another race early in the new year. I think Bally O'Sheen for Ender Bulger, he definitely will run. Castle Grace Paddy was a good winner last time at Cork, and he certainly should run. But Great Field ran in the same race but came down at the second fence for William Mullins. He would certainly run as well, and last year's winner Simply Ned for Nicky Richards stable, he comes over again. However, I just think Footpad Ruby seems to be much happier with him this time. The up-to-date bulletin seems to be much more positive. I'd be surprised if he can't bounce back to winning ways in this one.
Okay, the 1:50 is the Paddy Power Future Champions Novice. Of course, this was the race you mentioned about a while ago about Mangali Can Martin, and we've got a short price favourite here in Tornado Flair.
Yeah, interesting one for William Mullins. Very good bumper horse this fella. He placed in the Cheltenham bumper last season and then went on and won at Punchtown. He was fairly impressive when he won over 2.5 miles at Punchtown on his first run over hurdles a couple of weeks ago. Stepping back to 2 miles would be a slight question mark, I have to say, Patrick. He looks the type to me that would want a trip, but he jumped well on that occasion, and I would say, you know, as you say, he's a worthy favourite here. I think this is an open race, though, has to be said. I thought Lone Wolf battled well when he won well on his first start a couple of weeks ago over hurdles. He was a good bumper horse last season. But it was interesting horse called Daily Tiger as well for Noel Mead. He was a good winner a couple of weeks ago as well. It just seems to be a lot of kind of horses that are maybe unexposed here. It'd be interesting to see what way it lines up, but I suppose I can see why Tornado Fly would be favoured. I think he'd take a chance though on Daily Tiger. I think the ground will suit him. He's around 5 or 6 to 1 at the moment. He'd be my each way selection in this one.
Of course, the big race on Thursday is the Paddy Power Chase, the 30-runner cavalry charge to the opening fence, and I think they're betting around 8-1 the field at the moment, Martin.
Yeah, absolutely wide open. We're going to have 28 runners here, Patrick. One of the feature races, and it's always been a very good race over the years. It's a very tough race to win. The current anti-post favourite, as you said, it's 8-1 the field. It's a pair of brown eyes for Willie Mullins. Hershey, he was actually started a favourite Irish Grand National last year, but came down early in the race. Before that, had 1 mile at Gordon Park. He's sure to be up at the pace all the way, and certainly you'd have to say has a very good chance here, although he's likely to carry around 11-7, which is a fair enough weight here in a race like this. And he's second now for Ted Walsh, who's yet to win over fences, but he has some very, very good form. He'd be one I think that could go well. He certainly won't have a problem with the trip. There's a couple down the bottom there I was looking at. The name escapes me is one of Noam Meads, that definitely would be one with a big chance. Now, he's a good winner over fences last time at Navan, so much so the actual handicapper put him up by 14 pounds, so he's got 10-7 to carry here now, and you'd have to say we'll have a big bit of a chance. One I always like in these type of races is a horse called Snugsborough Benny. I think he was a winner of the Galway Blazers for Liam Cusack and Dennis O'Regan at the Galway Festival. Had a nice run over hurdles there a couple of weeks ago, and I just have a feeling he's been kept for this. The unusually good weather here in Ireland that would suit him, because he likes good ground, and I just think around 14-1 he represents some nice each way values. He's got a nice weight here, about 10-10. He's just sneaking around at the bottom of the weights, and I just think each way at 14-1 he makes a bit of appeal here.
Okay, let's change tack to Limerick then. They've got their big handicap chase, of course, the €50,000 Tim Duggan Memorial Handicap Chase is due off at 2:40 on Thursday, Martin, and it's a big field here again.
Yeah, it'll always be a big field in this race, a full field here. We can take 16 down in Limerick. And it's just be a very interesting contest, as we said. Some nice winners over the year. The ground will be a lot softer, obviously, than it would be in Leopardstown. And I just have a feeling that there's a horse there called Black Scorpion for Eric McNamara. Has improved a fair bit during the season. Ran a very good race in the Munster National. He actually had a bit of a chance when he came down there. But his form, it just seems to be getting better all the time. He just seems to be one of these improvement chasers. I think he's got a really good chance here. He'd be one that would kind of stick out at the moment for him. I think I'm not quite sure what way the betting is at the moment for that race, or if there's even prices up. Monty's Meadow for the local trainer Jimmy Mangan would have a bit of a chance as well. He certainly would enter calculations. While Fitz Henry, if he lines up here, or Gooseman for Tom Taff would be another one with decent chances. But I think if he lines up here, Black Scorpion could be the one.
Okay, anything over Thursday's cards that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to give a mention of?
Well, it's a couple of nice horses entered in the beginner's chase at Leopardstown, as we said. Some very smart novices from last season. A horse called Sidious Emery from Willie Mullins would be a decent horse if he lines up in this one. They've all kind of lots of entries. But the one I'd seen run a couple of weeks ago at Punchdown would impress me a bit. It was a horse called Moon Over Germany, formerly trained by Edward Harty. He was off the track for a year and a half. And he's in Henry the Ramhead now. David Rush rode him in the beginner's chase when he was third to get aboard. I thought he jumped particularly well on that occasion. If he lines up in the 12 at Leopardstown on Thursday, I'd certainly be having a few bobbies weighing him.
Okay, so that's Thursday's action. Let's go through Friday's action then, Martin, at Leopardstown. Two big races. Firstly, of course, the Squared Financial Christmas Hurdle, which threw up a thriller last year between Apples Jade and Super Sunday. And Apples Jade will be back to defend her crown.
I believe Super Sunday actually is going for this race as well, Patrick. Jess Carrington issued a bulletin there over the weekend. So it promises to be a really fascinating renewal. And like Apples Jade, there was all doubts about getting the trip last year. I thought David Russell gave her a superb ride on that occasion. Now, the last hurdle actually had to be omitted last year due to the sun. And it might have been a long run in. Maybe that suited Apples Jade, but it wasn't much between herself and Super Sunday on that occasion. Now, the last time they met, of course, in the Hatton Squares hurdle a couple of weeks ago, Apples Jade won by a staggering 20 lengths. Now, that was an unbelievable performance, and she looks really back to her best now. On that form, there's no doubt she's going to be a sharp price favourite here. But you'd have to give Super Sunday a chance of closing the gap at least. He's a horse that always needs his first run the season. He had a really good season last season. He ran a lot of the festivals, Aintree, Cheltenham. He ran at Punchdown as well, and he won, of course, the Irish Champion Hurdle and the Punchdown Champion Hurdle as well. So he's a very good horse over extreme any sort of distance, really, 2 miles, 2.5, or 3 miles. I think he's certainly going to put it up to Apples Jade here on Friday. Now, another fascinating runner here, obviously, is Faheen, of course, from Willie Mullins. A former champion hurdler, really, really great horse in his day. He was a little bit disappointing, I suppose, in the Morgana Hurdleman second to Sharjah, but I think 2 miles is way too short for him now, and he'd be seen to better effect over 3 miles. So those big three here promise to be a cracking race. I suppose the way Appleshade won the last time, it's very hard to oppose her, but I do think Super Sunday and Faheen would certainly make it a bit closer this time.
Of course, okay, and the, of course, the feature of the Leopardstown Festival is the Savills Chase, the Grade 1 contest, Martin. Huge entry here in this one. Of course, there'll be horses that won't be running due to the ground, but leading the market, of course, you've got Presenting Percy, of course, one of the most impressive novices of last year, and a horse that you actually put up last week as one of your moments of the year and last week's review of the year, and of course, Road to Respect.
Yes, and he was the winner last year, Patrick, has to be said. And there's no doubt, I think he will start favourite on Friday. The ground is heading his direction. He likes to go ground. He was a very good winner last season. He finished a very good fourth then, of course, the Native River in the Cheltenham McGaw Cup. And on his first run this season, he was a very good winner of the Jane Wine Nicholson Chase at Down Isle in early November. Very good performance. No Mead says he's very happy with him. Sean Flanagan rides again. And he likes Leopardstown, loves to go ground, jumps very well. There's an awful lot in his favour here with the run behind his belt as well. There's no issue with regard to fitness. And I think he deserves to be favoured here. Round 3-1 at the moment. I think he probably won't the price won't change too much, I think, over the coming days. Presenting Percy, of course, you know, he just has always looked a really classy performer, as we said, Patrick, but I do think he just needs softer ground. I don't think next Friday he'll be it will be his D-Day for the year. He's obviously been training with Gold Cup in mind, and it'd be great to see him line up. I do think he needs to run. I think the trainer Pat Kelly has said that he's itching to run the horse. He has to run him somewhere, and it'd be great to see him. So I'm hoping for a bit of rain during the week, and if he lines up, it'll be a fascinating race. Bell's Hill's a very good horse for Willie Munns. Round off last season by winning the Punchdown Gold Cup in good style. He obviously has an outstanding chance as well. A couple of other ones in it. Ed Wolf, I think, will run again, hopefully. Not sure. I think Kenboy is supposed to run for Willie Munns. He was a good winner at Clonmel Isle Chase last time. Had to miss the Old Hennessy Gold Cup due to transport difficulties. But if he lines up, he'd have a bit of a chance. Well, Gordon Ellis has a good horse here in Shattered Love. She was second to Min last time. She won over this course and distance last year when she won the Novice Chase at this meeting. And she, as I say, lost nothing in the field behind Min. And she was also second early on the season as well at Down Royal behind Snow Falcon, stepping back up to 3 miles, and she's getting £7 off the rivals here. She has a very, very good race, so a very, very good chance. And what I think could be the race of the meeting, I think Road to Respect has an excellent chance of going in again. At the moment I was side with him, but it is a really, really good race, and hopefully all those good horses will line up.
Let's head back down to Limerick then for Friday's feature, the Irish Independent Hurdle, which is a Grade 3 contest, Martin, and again some classy horses in this one.
Yes, indeed, some very nice horses at the moment here, Patrick. Interesting to see. I suppose Fireclass would stand out at the moment if he does line up here. He was the winner of the Triumph Hurdle last season. Now, he beat a horse called Mr. Judicator, who was also in this race as well, and it was a very good finish between the two. Both horses had one run this season each. Mr. Judicator was well beaten at Naas, but he ran a good race. But Fireclass found it tough against Apple's Jade in Hatton Square's Hurdle, but this will be much more in this locker here. Sagravi for Willie Munns, if that one lines up, was a good third last time in a very competitive handicap hurdle at Ferry House, while Esport Dallin was a winner at Naas for Gavin Cromwell, and that's another one also in the lineup here. So it looks to be a very promising contest. Whatever, I suppose, if Fireclass does run here, you'd have to respect his chances. But I do think, you know, Mr. Judicare is a very good horse. He was a winner at Leopardstown this meeting last season, or this time last year. He likes off ground. I thought he ran well enough in his first run of the season, and he would get my vote if he lines up in this one.
Okay, so that is Friday's main features. Anything else over the Friday cards then, Martin, that we haven't mentioned?
Well, again, a couple of fairly interesting races at Leopardstown. Some, obviously big entries as we're looking at the moment. So always one of the interesting races, I think, is the Pairtemps Network Handicap Hurdle Qualifier. You have to finish in the first six here to go on then and run in the final at the Cheltenham Festival. And this is the race that Presenting Percy would have won a couple of seasons ago. Maldini also won it as well for Patrick Kelly. He's a very, very good trainer, this race. It's an interesting race at this moment. The horse called A Great View for Dennis Cullen. He ran a fine race when winning at the Punchdown Festival when we seen him last, and he also finished a good second or third in this race last season. If he was lined up in that one, he definitely would be one I would be interested in that Pairtemps qualifier. That's a horse called A Great View.
Okay, so that's Friday's cards, and then let's go to Saturday's. Now we're stabbing in the dark here, Martin, very much looking at the Grade 1 races, or the Grade 8 races I should say, but we're going to have a go anyway with the Mayor's Hurdle firstly on Saturday's card at Leopardstown, kicking off at 1:20.
Well, the one here certainly looks the standout bet here is Stormy Island. I think that's where she's going to be running over the week. It looks a kind of tailor-made race for her. Willie Mullins probably will have more than one winner, but she was fairly impressive on her comeback run when winning there a couple of weeks ago at Punchdown. She really, really won very well on that occasion, and she just looks one of these mares that is improving all the time. She used to run very freely, I have said, in front last season as a juvenile, and maybe she just has calmed down a little bit now as she's getting older. I think, you know, if she lines up here, she will take lots of beating in this race. A couple of good ones obviously against her as well. Missy Tat has a decent animal of garden elliot, or was a couple of seasons ago, but she hasn't ran for quite a while. Good Town Tara for William Munns is always a kind of a standing dish in these type of races, and she's a good animal in her own right, but wouldn't probably have the class of Stormy Island, who I think will take a lot of beating in this one.
The next race, of course, is the 155. That's the Neville Hotels Novice Chase. One of the races of last season, in my book, was this race from last year, and the 2018 version looks no different.
Yes, indeed, and the likely favourite here is definitely Delta Work for Gordon Elliott. He put up a fine performance when he won the Drinmore Chase at Ferryhouse. I just thought he was very impressive, Patrick, where he battled back after making a bad mistake at the last fence. There's very little of a run in there at Ferryhouse. Like, once you make a mistake at the last, normally you're kind of cooked. But he was able to get back on track, even though Davy Russell lost an Erden briefly. He was able to get him back to win by half a length from Leverishborg, and they were well clear of the remainder of the field. He's no problem getting 3 miles, because he won the 3 mile per Thames qualifier at the Cheltenham Festival last season, and I just think he certainly would be one of the best in the meeting here for a lot of people. One horse definitely worth to mention, the horse called Chris's Dream for Henry de Bomhead. Good novice hurdler last season, likes soft ground, which he probably mightn't get obviously on Saturday, but certainly put up a fine performance when winning at Navan on his first run a couple of weeks ago in the beginner's chase. He's a giant of a horse, this fella, a real chaser in the making, and Henry de Bomhead, of course, coming from this yard, the jump for fun, and he certainly has a very good chance here against Delta Work. Another horse of Joseph Ryan called Martel, a top, put up a good performance in winning under Rachel Blackmore at Ferryhouse a couple of weeks ago in a good beginner's chase. That would be one for maybe a place, but I think Delta Work is good enough to beat Chris's Dream.
And one of the most intriguing races of the week, Martin, definitely is the Ryanair Hurdle, of course, the final grade one of the week. You've got the likes of Sam Cross, Sharjah, and Mellon all involved, along with Lorena as well, Martin. It's promising to be a cracker.
It promises to be a cracker. Reading Willie Munson's article in the Racing Post yesterday, it doesn't look like Lorena will run here. I think he's waiting for a race in the new year. It looks like he's going to be represented by Mellon, and of course he's obviously a very high class horse. He certainly made Booker there put out all the stops last year when just going down by a half a length or so in the champion hurdle at Cheltenham in March. He actually ran this race last year and actually proved a bit disappointing, Patrick, but hopefully that won't happen this time. He was going well, of course, when he came down to third last flight in the Punchdown Championship and hurdle along with Sam Crow, and you know, there's no doubt on the pick of his form here. He's got an excellent chance here. Sam Crow, I suppose, you know, no match for Booker there last time, no real disgrace in that. You get the feeling that 2 miles is probably a little bit on the sharp side for him, but with the proven fitness behind him now, he's had 2 runs this season, you'd have to say he has an outstanding chance here. Sharjah was a good winner over Faheen last time, the Morgana hurdle. He won the Galway hurdle under top weight early on the season. He's been on the go all season, you'd have to say, but he must have a bit of a chance again. But another bit of news there this morning, Bedrock, it looks like, is going to come from England, and Bedrock actually beat Sharjah and Sam Crow down Royal. He's a good horse, this Bedrock. Certainly he's a very good horse, this fella. I think Rachel Blackmore is going to take the mount on him, and he certainly wouldn't be just there to make up the numbers. Promise to be a very interesting race. I think Sam Crow hopefully can get back on track, and he might just be good enough to beat Mellon in what should be another cracking contest.
And let's swap to Limerick then for the final time, Martin, as we go for their final day's feature, the Sky Sports Racing, launching on January 1st Novice Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 contest. Of course, last time in Mallow, we saw Darren Ross claiming the greater contest for Philip and Luke Dempsey. But I'm very much willing to give Commander Fleet a second opportunity here, Martin. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, Patrick, because he ran well in that 2 mile Royal Bond hurdle, but it's just the way the race was run didn't suit him. I think he's a horse that definitely wants to step up in distance. He was a good winner over 2.5 miles of his maiden hurdle in Punchdown in November, but I think, you know, it's a step up and trip will certainly suit him here. But it is an interesting contest. I thought Cap York showed extreme reserves of stamina when winning at Navan there a couple of weeks ago, but Darren Ross was certainly very tough when he won that race at Cork, and it'd be great to see a small stable win such a big race this one. No doubt that the soft ground of Limerick, 3 miles you know, you'll really have to stay very well. And I have to say that Darren Ross showed those reserves of stamina in abundance last time. He must have a very good chance. Interesting entry here for Hartscott Pleasant Company, of course. He was the one that just got beaten narrowly by Tiger Owl in the Grand National, of course, in the entry last April. It's interesting, he's actually never won over hurdles, so he's qualified for a race like this. He is a novice over hurdles. I'd say he'd be obviously, he might even run here, because I don't think Willie will run him over fences before the weights come out for the Grand National in February. He'll be trying to keep his rating as close to his chest as he possibly can. It is an interesting kind of Darrell's Pergy is another one for Willie Mullins that could line up here as well. So it's hard to say at the moment, but I think Darren Ross, the way he won the last time, I'd be slow to desert him.
Okay, and what about the rest of Saturday's cards in Marin at Leperstown Limerick?
Again, plenty of good entries at Leperstown Saturday. The last bumper does be a very interesting race. It's a winner's race, Patrick, and it always would be a smallish field, but an interesting race. Some nice horses enter there. Horsecom Meticulous for Josh Ryan is a winner in his only start. He looked good when he won that time. Also, another one there called Mount Leinster. Now, he won at Ballinrobe by about 22 lengths, but then was beaten last time by a very good horse, Malone Road, of Gordon Elliott's. Daytime could dominate that bumper. It'll be a small enough field. The other races, there's lots of horses in maiden hurdles, and the handicap chase is a horse there, a couple of ones in that it's for the opportunity riders, lads that haven't ridden over 60 winners, so it's always good to see them running, you know, having a race themselves on a big day at Leperstown, a grade one day. Horse there called Peacock Secret has been in very good form for Shark Cannon of late, and he certainly might be one to follow. But overall, there's just so many very good races over the whole meeting. This top quality every day, grade one race on all the cars. It should be a very, very, very good meeting in Leperstown.
Should be. And finally, Martin, just one more race we want to look at is, of course, the Welsh National. We've got a couple of Irish contenders and some, of course, the last year's winner returning as well, Raz de Marie.
Yes, it was fantastic to see him win again, Patrick. He won the race in January because it was called off last season, but he's 13 years of age now. He's only a couple of pounds higher since last year, but his most recent form hasn't been, you know, really anything to get excited about. It would be a marvellous achievement to win the race again, but, you know, it is a very strong contest. I think the other Irish one, Bade is Eel for Ross O'Sullivan, of course. Ross is the husband of the great Katie Walsh. This one has a right good chance. The softer the ground, the better for this one. Like, she ran okay in the English National last year in April, but she never really got into it because the ground was a little bit too good. She was always kind of struggling, but it was finished fifth in the race a couple of seasons ago. She has ran this race a few times. Just the softer the ground, the better her chance. She's very one pace, but she keeps going. She jumps very well, and I just think she represents good each way value. You know, I think she's around 10-12 to 1 at the moment. Elegant Escape is the favourite. That one ran well last time and second it in Newbury. It was a good performance, and it would obviously take a bit of beating, but it's one of these races that you really need to stay extremely well, because it's a very much a stamina test. And, you know, hopefully I see a horse there called Lieutenant Cornell. He used to be trained by Gordon Ailey. He used to be trained by Sandra Hughes, was a good horse in his younger days, but certainly his most recent form, he'd be one outsiders here. I think of the two Irish ones, I definitely would prefer Bade is Eel.
Okay, so that is the pretty much the Christmas action preview here on the HROI podcast, Martin. And before we let you go, I suppose, what are your best bets of, firstly, Stephen's Day, and then let's move into the 3 days then?
Well, I think on Stephen's Day, I definitely like the chance of Grand Partner in that 255 handicap chase. Really think he's a good chance. I think Vidarev could win the big one for Willie Mullins and Paul Town in the 230 race. At Limerick, I do like the chances. I don't mind giving you a bet, get aboard. I think Lady and Lavender has a very good chance in the 235 at Limerick. Really think that one should go very well. And Polished Steel in the 125 at the same meeting has a very good chance. At Down Royal, I'd like the chances of Stand Up and Fight. Really think he's got a very, very good chance, and also Presented Well in the 210. They will be the tips for Stephen's Day as such. For the rest of the weekend, I think Snugsborough Benny has a good each-way chance in that Paddy Power chase on the Thursday. He's around 14-1 at the moment. Give him a very, very good chance. Also like Road to Respect in the Savile chase on Friday. I think Sam Crow should win that big hurdle on Saturday as well. And Delta Book, I think, should win that grade one on Saturday as well, the 3 mile novice chase.
Okay, some fantastic racing from Stephen's Day to the 29th, and of course more racing as well, Martin, for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Punchestown, Tramore and Fairhills.
That's right, it keeps going. At this time of year, it's busy enough. You'll always keep it going. Sunday is blank, but Punchestown's always a good crowd there on the New Year's Eve to round off the 2018. And then Fairy House starts 2019. And Tramore, of course, will be actually having the first race of the year. There's a listed chase at Tramore, actually, and could be a couple of interesting ones there. The first race at Tramore is at 12 o'clock. It starts off the new year, always. And it's always a very popular crowd down there, a very big crowd in Tramore. Very unique track, but certainly it's great to have it. Ferry House will be a good crowd there as well. And, of course, it's the start of the new racing channel as well, Racing TV. So we'll all have to see how that works out. It should be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll touch on that in the new year. But look, Martin, thanks very much for joining us on this Christmas special. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you throughout 2018. I look forward to 2019 as well, speaking to you. And enjoy the Christmas festivities. Have a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year to you. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again on the 4th of January.
Thanks very much, Patrick, and happy Christmas to all your listeners as well. Hopefully see them racing over the next few days.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.